Information presented in the following program is for entertainment purposes only and should not be taken as a statement of fact. If you grew up in South Florida or live here now, then you know there's a story around every corner. From Al Capone to Meyer Lansky, the Fort Lauderdale Strip to stripping it off at Hallover Beach, from Flipper to Miami Vice, we're exploring the stories from yesterday and today. Take a talk down memory lane. These are the tales from South Florida. Welcome to Tales from South Florida. I'm your host, Bill Monte. Now, it's no secret that South Florida has had its share of historic restaurants that old-timers like me recall with fondness and nostalgia. Heck, if it weren't for these memories, there'd be no Facebook groups, would there? But a couple of episodes ago, we talked about the delicatessens that became as much a part of our folklore as the sun and the sand. Well, once upon a time in Hollywood, there was a restaurant that served some of the best food and featured musical performance by the stars of the time, and these were meals and performances not to be missed and sure to be remembered. It was part of downtown Hollywood. It was just off of Hollywood Boulevard. The address was 219 North 21st Avenue. It was right across the street from the railroad tracks. If you were dining there, then you were in for an incredible evening, replete with history and an opportunity to potentially spot celebrities, both famous and infamous. It was world-famous Hemingway's. We all just called it Hemingway's. It was a restaurant and sometime music venue that harkened back to another time. Walking through its doors was like being transported back in time. The building which housed Hemingway's was actually built in 1924 and was the first Hollywood police station and city hall. It was built by Hollywood founder Joseph Young. Back in 1997, it was declared a historical site. But in between 1924 and 1997, a lot happened in that building. Rumors abound that the building was a house of ill repute in the 40s and the 50s, but no official records exist that can actually confirm these tales. How strange, right? No one officially put down that there was an illegal bordello, or casino, on the second floor of the building at 219 North 21st Avenue. But official records aren't needed to verify that Hemingway's became the go-to restaurant in Hollywood, and indeed Broward County, indeed South Florida, from the late 1970s until well into the 90s. Sure, there were other restaurants that could claim similar feats. The Forge, Yesterday's, the Top of the Home on Young Circle in Hollywood, but none was grander than Hemingway's. If you didn't have a reservation, or have connections, or a crisp $50 bill that you didn't need, you would wait in line to enter. It was a line that often wove around the block. But once you got in, the celebrity watching began. Top politicians, city officials, every big shot in South Florida was there, as well as celebrities like Billy Joel and Madonna. While never my experience there, people said there were extravagant private parties with a lot of drugs, especially cocaine. Rumors also stated that the upstairs was either a bordello or a casino, depending on who told the story. I once worked at a store in downtown Hollywood. The owner claimed that the rumors were all true and that he had been there and seen it all. I have my doubts. Not about the rumors, but that this guy had seen it all. For me, I was at Hemingway's a few times when I was younger with my parents. After I got married, I went with my in-laws a few times. But the big time for me was the night I got my first credit card. We'll discuss that when we return after this short break. Cirque du Soleil Echo, Under the Big Top, at Gulfstream Park, now through April 21st, 2024. Echo is a spectacular performance. Hey, I've seen it. I can tell you, you're going to have a great time. This show combines poetry, stagecraft, daring acrobatics, and technology, and explores that delicate balance between people, animals, and the world we all share. Tales from South Florida listeners have access to special discounted single tickets. How does 25% off sound? And group tickets. To learn more, join our Facebook page, Tales from South Florida, or write to us at talesfromsouthflorida@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link for that special discounted tickets. You'll be buying directly from Cirque du Soleil and not any third-party sellers. Cirque du Soleil Echo, Under the Big Top, at Gulfstream Park, now through April 21st, 2024. Be there! Hi, Bill Monty here, and I invite you to join me for my podcast, Bill Monty's Guide for Getting Older. Each episode, I'll be talking about topics that affect older Americans, but don't worry, we'll keep it light, educational, and entertaining. It's not about being old. It's about getting older, and sometimes you need a guide to get you to where you're going. And that's me, Bill Monty's Guide for Getting Older, the podcast for young people who have been alive a very long time. Now, as you may have gathered, Hemingway's was a unique place to go to. It was both a restaurant with white glove service as well as a musical venue that featured some of the biggest names in jazz and pop. Among the stars who performed there were Buddy Rich, Little Anthony of Little Anthony and the Imperials, Dave Brubeck, Wayne Cochran and his CC Riders, who were huge stars in the 70s before he went over to religious music and became a preacher. They were the house band at Hemingway's for a long time. Hemingway's had this beautiful ornate bar that was said to have been an original from Yankee Stadium and supposedly a gift from Al Capone. If that was true, it was a gift from a previous business because Capone died in 1947. Hemingway's wasn't around then. But the food, the ambiance, the entertainment, the legends made this the place to be for locals, tourists, for people coming from places all over the world. And when I was about 20 years old, I had to go there. It was sometime around 1977 that I got my hands on my first credit card, and just like that, the world was now my oyster. I could go experience life as an adult and wouldn't have to pay for it that night, but in some far financial future. Youthful naivete springs eternal, right? Oy. So with credit card in hand and accompanied by my best friend Paul, we headed out to a night on the town. After a couple of hours of, dubious entertainment at first, we headed to the one place I really wanted to go, Hemingway's. If I recall correctly, we arrived after 9 p.m. The place was still packed from the dinner crowd. We were led to a table near the small stage, where a middle-aged man, a pianist, and a drummer played and sang incredible jazz classics. The singer's name meant nothing to me then, but I would later discover that night that we were privileged enough to have enjoyed a performance by jazz legend Joe Williams. If you don't know the name, trust me, he was one of the greats. You may know him as Grandpa Al Hanks. This was a role he played on The Cosby Show when he was Cliff Huxtable's father-in-law. Williams also appeared several times on Sesame Street in the 1980s and the early 90s. But it was such a great experience sitting there listening to that music. And I think that was one of the times it helped amplify my love for jazz that I still have until this day. Anyway, we ordered. The food was delicious. Each plate came out that the normal garnish was two toasted pumpernickel garlic bread chunks. I think they were on a skewer. Maybe they were just on the plate. Can't remember. A sliced bell pepper circle, a banana, and a strawberry. They served the best French onion soup I have ever had. Until this day, never better than that. We stayed until after midnight, and I'm not sure that credit card ever recovered. While we were not invited upstairs to check out the many rumors, it was an amazing meal and an amazing night. One more personal memory. Years later, one of the regular performers was Tiny Tim. Yes, Tiptoed Through the Tulips, Tiny Tim. He played there for 1 week every year. I'm assuming someone owed him a big favor. Well, anyway, I was once called to an audition to be a part of his shows. Tiny Tim had a friend who had a robot, and he wanted to put that robot in the shows at Hemingway's. They needed an offstage voice for the robot. If I recall correctly, I got the job, but the whole thing fell apart, as these deals often do. So, alas, I did not get to be the voice of Tiny Tim's mechanical partner, nor part of the entertainment history of Hemingway's. As happens in each of these tales of venues and memories from yesteryear, one day the doors simply closed and the party ended. World-famous Hemingway's simply faded from memory. The rumor mills say that Hemingway's sudden closing had something to do with a drug deal gone bad or money being owed to the wrong people. Maybe someone's made an offer he couldn't refuse. No one really knows, or at least if they do, they're not talking about it. Do you have memories of world-famous Hemingway's or other South Florida venues, restaurants? Share your memories with us by emailing talesfromsouthflorida@gmail.com, or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 754-800-3170. Don't worry if you didn't write that down. The information can be found in our show notes. Also, please remember to hit subscribe on the platform you're listening from. Doesn't cost you anything, and it helps us to grow the show. As always, thank you so much for joining me once more on this Talk Down Memory Lane. And please join me for our future episodes as we share more tales from South Florida. And finally, be kind whenever possible. And remember, it's always possible.